You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Define crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Wowee, what a blast from the past.
Oh my goodness, you've got the stings and everything.
I got the stings and everything, and we've got Amelia Discreet in the flesh talking words. Kia ora, how are you?
I'm here in the flesh, potentially not yet in the spirit.
Yes.
But I heard that we had a request for word salad, so I thought I'd fly over and do
come
it.
Over from Melbourne especially. A request from Grizzy, who wanted to know about the cat's pyjamas. As a phrase.
Yeah.
What is the cat's pajama? How would you use it in a sentence? You'd say, something's the cat's pajamas.
Wow, Rach, those new 95BFM Breakfast with Rachel t-shirts are the cat's pajamas.
Hey, nice. You can get one now from the BFM website and you've got until 5pm on Friday to order one. Thanks for that.
Wow, it's like coming back home.
Oh, look at that.
So the cat's pajamas is one of a kind of series of these kinds of phrases where it's like the animal's something.
The bee's knees?
The bee's knees, the cat's whiskers, the cat's meow. Cats very popular.
Cats really are popular.
Crucial. They're a keystone in the animal's something category.
They are.
Everyone is basically wrong about where this comes from.
This is my favourite type of word salad. So this is what everyone thinks and they're all wrong. So and what does everyone think?
So there's two things that everyone thinks.
Okay.
Which are both wrong.
Okay.
One, and the bloody Wiktionary, taking some kind of editorial liberties here, it is widely believed that the origin of the idiom predates this, the 20s, considerably. The thing that they link to that says, oh, some people also think. That's
widely.
Not the same.
Yeah.
Widely is not the same as, oh, someone reckoned.
My friend Brian.
And do you want to hear what this person reckoned? Because it's the dumbest, it's the silliest.
Hit me.
I'm fuming. Etymological rage in a way that I haven't been since I stopped doing this thing. Well, you know what? In the early 1800s in England, there was a tailor called E.B. Katz, and he made special pajamas for King George. Oh,
no.
And everyone was saying, oh, it's the cats. It's Katz's pajamas, they were saying. It's Katz's pajamas. Oh, it's Katz's pajamas, the ones he makes for King George.
How
do you mean
the
cat's pajamas? No, it's Katz's pajamas.
Oh, the cats. You know, the pajamas that the cat wears.
Oh, you know, E.B. Katz.
Yeah.
How would anyone...
The famous pajamas man.
How would anyone know what the king wears to bed in the first place? They'd have to, like, ooh, publish a picture of it, and that would be weird.
And I will say also, that's very... that's kind of early for pajamas.
Yeah, very early pajamas. They were just sleeping in wee willy winky night robes, weren't
also,
they?
Also, I gotta stop you here, Rach.
Okay.
Pajamas not for sleeping.
They're not?
Strictly.
Oh. Really?
For perusing
the
house?
They're for all
quiet
kinds
the
of things. They're for lounging about, and they're okay. To a large extent an excuse for women to wear pants.
Oh, well.
But we're going to get to that in a second.
Leisure suit.
So the other, exactly. So the other attribution it gets is to this guy who I'd never heard of before called Tad Dorgan.
Great name.
Oh, him. Yeah,
Tad Dorgan, the famous cartoonist. You know, he did indoor sports.
Oh!
He did indoor sports.
I thought you committed to the bit there, Stella. Yeah.
And also Judge Rummy. And basically, as far as I can tell, if people can't figure out an origin for an American slang phrase that came out in the kind of like 10s, 20s,
yeah,
they attribute it to this guy.
So he's just the catch-all for random shit.
Do you want to hear a list of things he's credited creating or popularizing? Dumbbell for a stupid person. For crying out loud.
Oh.
Cat's meow. Cat's pajamas. Applesauce. And in brackets next to that, as an explanation, they've just written nonsense.
That I've never heard that in
apple
my life.
Applesauce is a real thing, is it not?
It's just an object.
But used as an idiom. It's
applesauce.
Oh,
I think it's like an exclamation. Hard boiled, drugstore cowboy, nickel nurser, as busy as a one-armed paper hanger.
My granddad used to use that one quite a lot, actually.
And apparently he came up with Yes, We Have No Bananas, the phrase, before it became the song Yes, We Have No Bananas.
This guy...
You know that song?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
We Have No Bananas.
We Have No Bananas. But I have to say, this guy, he's either a really good grifter or someone really didn't like him. That's like, I feel like he's like, this is me, I came up with all these things. Or someone's like, I find that guy really annoying. I'm going to make his life a little bit harder by telling everyone he came up with all this stuff. So he's being hassled constantly about it.
The list isn't over, right?
Oh, true.
There's lots more. There's ones like 23 Skidoo, apparently.
Ah, yes.
Hot dog.
Hot dog.
Oh, as slang for a sausage.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Not true. He didn't come up with that. Okay. And he didn't come up with probably 23 Skidoo. And he almost definitely didn't come up with Cat's Pajamas or Cat's Meow. I feel like maybe Yes, We Have No Bananas is his best claim to fame. But generally speaking, when people are crediting these to him, they're not then showing you the comic where someone goes, gee, golly,
hot
Julie,
dog.
I need a hot dog, applesauce, 23 Skidoo.
They're just like, oh yeah, I'm pretty sure he did that. And then no evidence to back it up.
Exactly.
Okay, so it's not that guy, and it's not the Cat's Pajamas for the King. Who and what, where did Cat's Pajamas come from?
I mean, sadly, and I feel like this is always the trend on Word Salad, or was always the trend, now that this was probably the last one ever. it's just not, there's just not really like a catchy story to it. You know, it's like a meme. A formula develops, you know, you have the animals something, and then you kind of like, people plug in different things to this, like different modules into this phrase, and the funny ones stick. And I mean, the reason that Cat's Pajamas kind of blows up and it becomes like film titles and song titles
totally
and stuff, is because there was like a pajama revolution happening in the 20s.
Okay, I'm dying to hear about
it
the pajama
was?
Revolution. So is this to do with women wearing trousers?
This is to do with women wearing trousers. So,
and that's on feminism.
So pajamas had been kind of like coming over into like Western Anglophone world for a while.
Where did they start?
Well, it's a Hindi word.
Oh, true.
Pajama. We actually talked about this, I think, on the first ever
Word
Salad.
We did. This is ringing a bell in my brain.
And it just means leg covering. So it's just like a kind of like loose
pants.
Silk trousers matching shirt type deal.
Nice.
They kind of were coming over in the 1870s, like Victorian era, they start becoming like men's lounge sleepwear.
Mm-hmm.
But then in the kind of like late 10s, early 20s, suddenly the French Riviera is filled with posh ladies wearing big flowing silk trousers, causing much astonishment.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sex in the City goes on tour.
Exactly. So, you know, we've already established, you know, cats are very are popular.
Yeah, people like cats.
And then suddenly everyone's talking about pajamas. It's a little bit saucy. It's a little bit like extravagant. They've got this connotation of richness, of leisure.
Of just being able to, you know, loaf around.
It's the jazz age.
It's jazz, baby.
Yeah, and so Cat's Pajamas comes out of that. It comes out of this like... this milieu of the animal something. And I'm going to read you a list of ones.
Please. We've got, or can I just read one that we got on the text machine just now?
Yes.
We got the Mutt's Nuts, which I've not heard about.
Oh! I was going to avoid those ones, but I...
we go straight
that's
in.
That's all right. I guess it's past nine.
It's past nine.
Antelope's tonsils. Bullfrog's beard. These ones are terrible. Canary's tusks. Here's a good one. Caterpillar's camisole.
Oh, that is a good one.
Clam's cuticle.
Oh.
Crocodile's adenoids. I feel like I might need to say that in a different accent.
Yeah.
Crocodile's, nope, nothing. Duck's quack. Elephant's tonsils. Frog's eyebrows.
Oh.
Here's another
I'm
good one.
I'm always saying.
Kipper's knickers. Kitten's vest.
Nice, oh. I like that.
Lion's bathrobe.
Yes.
Oyster's eye tooth. This one's quite upsetting.
What's with the weird...
The pig's scream.
Oh. Well, I was going to say, what's with the weird shellfish and, like, you know, cuticles and teeth and stuff? There's something a bit freaky about that.
Nose I mean, and throat specialist vibes.
So I feel like the fact that some of the ones that have survived are things like the cat's whiskers has... has overshadowed the fact that a lot of these were like intentionally nonsense.
Yeah, yeah. So supposed to be stupid.
Largely, cats don't wear pajamas, although I'm considering getting a pair for Mike because it's been quite cold. But one of my favourites is the eel's ankles.
Yes.
But the bee's knees is more in line with these kinds of ones where you're oh, snakes don't have eyebrows.
Neither do frogs. Thank you.
Sandflies, garters.
Oh, anyway, that's good.
There's something very hilariously like, you know, a little bit vaudeville about the whole thing as well, which I've really enjoyed the kind of ridiculousness of.
Absolutely. That is what it is. I think, I already showed you, and it's sad because I can't show this to people listening. We haven't developed that technology yet.
Radio with pictures. Yeah.
But I urge everyone to look up the poster for the 1926 film, The Cat's Pajamas.
It's great.
It's quite astonishing. Look at
you. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, the cat's wearing pajamas.
Oh, that's
ridiculous.
And he's and this cat is kind of like beckoning to a very
saucy cat in pajamas.
A very kind of pristine and slightly effeminate looking groom who has two brides.
Dying to know what happens in this film.
I know. And then down the bottom is a guy in a wheelchair cracking up. He's just having a big laugh. So
many such cases.
What about the quackers knackers we've had from some?
But see, it's just good, and it just survives. You don't need EB cats.
No.
And you don't need Drogan Zorgan.
You just need something that's pithy and that sticks around, much like the cat's meow. How have we managed to shoehorn in two twee chats in a week? We've done really well here. This is from Songs 94 to 98. Not like I was doing anything anyway. Amelia Discreet, great to have you back. Thank you very much for doing Word Salad with us this morning.
My pleasure.
That's the cat's meow with Not Like I Was Doing Anything Anyway. Thank you very much, Amelia.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word Salad with Amelia Discreet on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.